This is a long way from growing up in rural Alabama, from the sit-ins, the freedom rides, the march on Washington, the march from Selma to Montgomery. In my younger life, when I was growing up, I saw those signs that said, white men, colored men, white women, colored women, white women, colored women. And then coming here the first time in 1963 to meet with President Kennedy, and to come back and to be honored by the first African-American president. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I was deeply inspired and moved by the action of Rosa Parks in 1955 when I was 15 years old in the 10th grade. And later I heard the words of Dr. King on the radio, seemed like he was saying to me, John Lewis, you too can do something. And I would ask my mother, ask my father, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, why segregation, why racial discrimination? They would say, that's the way it is. Don't get in the way, don't get in trouble. And Dr. King inspired me to get in trouble. And I will never forget, after the sit-ins, and during the freedom rides, and during the campaign of President John F. Kennedy, listen to him. He inspired me. And later meeting his brother, Robert Kennedy, inspired me to continue to push. And even today, I feel like I'm continuing the work that individuals like Dr. King and others, President Kennedy, Robert Kennedy started. In middle school, I had a teacher who told me over and over again, read my child, read my child. And I tried to read everything that I had. We didn't have that many books in our home when I was growing up. But I read the books, the newspapers, the magazine. And I would tell young people to read, read. You know, you may not have the resources to travel, but by reading, by going to a library, you can travel all over America. You can travel all over the world. And people must have the desire to get out there, to push and pull, and to never give up, to never get lost in a sea of despair. but to keep the faith. We have to find a way to make a contribution. You have to believe in yourself. You have faith in your fellow man or woman. And have this abiding faith that the things that are so right, so good, so necessary that you're willing to die for. Be not afraid. I feel more than lucky to be very blessed. And so I accept this honor on behalf of countless individuals that marched or stood in those unmovable lines. Those that were beaten. Those that were killed in the struggle. And I just tried to do my little part and to help create a more perfect union to make our country better.